mende bekito lo boshate. Bavranda brakatiso komosha taya. Momba gabarete le kiso tomoshti kizai. Kebere mengi baraba komosho komotarabaya. Father, we praise you. We magnify your name. We give you all the glory for all the mighty works that you are doing. Lord Jesus, that you are glorifying your name amongst your people. And we thank you for the testimonies that come to give you glory and to give you praise. Now, Lord, we thank you, Holy Spirit, continuing to speak into our lives and to minister to us. And we know we shall leave this place changed, transformed, because of the power of your Spirit and of your word. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. By the grace of God, for 30 minutes, I'll be sharing the word and then we will pray. If we could open your Bibles to Isaiah 54, verse 1 to verse 3. Isaiah 54, verse 1 to verse 3. Just New English Version. ESV is good. It's it. Okay. Sing, O barren one who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of the one of who is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out or spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. Hallelujah. Let's look at Isaiah 66, verse 8 and verse 9. Isaiah 66, who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall a land be born in one day? Shall a nation be brought forth in one moment? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the point of birth and not cause to bring forth, says the Lord? Shall I, who cause to bring forth, shut the womb, says your God. Amen. Now, natural Zion is natural Israel. Natural Israel. So he's talking about Zion. He says that, so for as soon as Zion was in labor, she brought forth her children. So this Zion is Israel, and she's giving birth. So here we have a nation giving birth. In other words, that tells us that Zion has a spiritual womb. Womb, W-O-M-B. So a nation has a womb, because the Bible is talking about, shall I bring to the point of birth and not cause to bring forth. Who is he talking to? He's talking to the nation. Shall I, who cause to bring forth in birth, shut the womb, says God. Now, all nations have a natural womb, as well as cities, churches, communities, families, couples, individuals have a spiritual womb. Someone say, I have a spiritual womb. This has nothing to do with physical gender. There's no male, no female in the spirit realm. So in the spirit, men have a womb. In the natural, women have a womb, but in the spirit, you women also have a womb. And all nations as the Bible says, have a corporate womb. And the womb is the place of conception. Can you say conception? It's the place of pregnancy and birth. Everything comes from the fourth dimension into the third dimension. Very easy illustration. We had a testimony from Deacon Kobe. At some point, even she couldn't see what she was carrying. It was so small. In fact, it was microscopic when it began. It was an invisible thing. But eventually it grows until it's birthed, and there it is, it becomes visible. This is a pattern of life. Everything comes from the fourth dimension, which is the spiritual invisible realm, and that it is birthed into the third dimension, which is the dimension of see, hear, smell, taste, touch, time, and so forth. So Jesus taught this principle in the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower. He says, a sower went to sow. And so what happened? The seed falls into the ground. And of course, there are different types of soils. But if we look at the scenario of the good soil, the seed fell upon good ground, and the good ground took that seed, and what it started to do started off as invisible. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because that's where the seed would germinate, produce a little bit of a root, and then a shoot comes out of the ground. Now you see something, but it was first invisible. And then it becomes visible, and then it bears fruit. And so it is with this principle of birth. The womb is the corporate heart of a nation, the corporate heart of a church. And you can go on. Good and evil can come from a womb. Depending on what is conceived and incubated in that womb. So if you look at Psalm 7, verse 14, Psalm chapter 7, verse 14, it says, behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. So a person can give birth to wickedness based on what is in the heart. The Bible says a wicked man conceives. In other words, there's a certain point when you're just an innocent little child. But at some point, they decided to conceive a seed of evil. And then they give birth to that evil and to lies or deception, whatever it is. It's all negative, showing us that this is a principle of how life works. And so it's very, very important for us to understand this principle and to address a couple of things so that what we birth may be in alignment with what God wants for us. Can I hear you loud? Amen. I'm trying to be, I'm doing well with time. I'm not going to rush this, but I want to make sure I don't go over because I want us to pray. So the womb is the place from which things are birthed. From the spirit realm, from the heart. Jesus spoke about the womb as the heart. Out of the heart proceed wicked thoughts, this and that, out of the heart. So I'm going somewhere with this, because whatever God does on the earth must come through a womb. Whether it's a natural womb or a spiritual womb, God set a certain order in the earth. And so if any creature, any animal, any plant that comes into this earth, legally, it has to come through its biological law of birth. Whether it's corn, whether it's a crab, whether it's a lobster, it must come through the process of birth, biologically, whether it has been a plant or an animal and so forth. If it does not come through that way, it is illegal. This is why, I'm just going to take a little rabbit trail here. This is why we cast out demons, because demons are illegal. They were not born. They did not get legal access into the earth. So we have the right to get rid of them and cast them out because they don't have, they did not obey the law of birth. Okay? And so anything that doesn't come through the law of birth is illegal. Anything that doesn't come through the law of birth is illegal. And I could go very deep on this, but I just trusting the Holy Spirit will help us catch what we need to catch so we can pray. And let's look at Isaiah 26, verse 17 and 18. I'm saying that the way God works, he works according to his principles. If he's going to do anything on the earth, he must bring it through the passage of birth. He cannot just intervene from heaven and zap, voila, on the earth, and there you are. He can't do that. Not because he has no power to do it and no authority to do it. It's because he has limited himself by his word. So if he's going to do anything on the earth, it is going to have to come through the process of birthing. Are we on the same page? So it says in Isaiah 26, verse 17, like a pregnant woman who rides and cries out in her pangs when she is near to giving birth, so were we because of you, O Lord. Let me see if that's the scripture I wanted. Okay, I'll work with it. Verse 18. We were pregnant. See that? We, the nation, were pregnant. We writhed, but we gave birth to wind. Something's wrong here. We have accomplished no deliverance in the earth, and the inhabitants of the world have not fallen. So this is a lamentation through the prophet Isaiah to say, we thought we were pregnant. We went through the whole process. And we went through the labor pains. We went through the agony of it. We writhed and we gave birth. And when we thought we would hold the promise, there was wind. So something is wrong here, because it shouldn't be this way. And so, if God's going to do something, as I'm saying, it's going to have to come through the process of birth. Now, Satan understands this. And so he majors on attacking the wombs through which his greatest threats will come. Are you hearing me? He causes barrenness. He causes miscarriages. He causes abortions, spontaneous abortions, that is, without any human interventions, untimely births, and early deaths of what God has conceived. If you look at your Bible, you'll find so many case studies of this, starting with Sarah. What was Sarah's challenge? She was barren. Why was she barren? She was barren because Satan heard the promise that out of you and your wife, Abraham, you're going to give birth to nations. So what did Satan do? He stood at that gate of birth of Sarah and said, nothing is coming out of here, because I know whatever comes out of here is the end of me.
And so she was barren for until she was 90 years of age. But hallelujah, by divine intervention, God, by the supernatural power of God, intervened. And her womb did not only conceive, the Bible says she received strength to not just give birth, but to raise the child. Not just raise the child, until the child got married. And to speak at the wedding of her son. Let's talk about Rebecca. Rebecca was also barren. She had challenges. So Satan said, okay, I couldn't kill Isaac, but I'm going to go for the grandchild. Make sure that Rebecca, as a wife, is not going to give birth, because out of this line is the end of me. This is the one that's going to crush my head. I want to bruise his heel, but this is the line that God has spoken to and chosen. And so I'm going to stop every possibility of children coming out. And it didn't stop there. Then he went to Jacob. Okay, Jacob and Esau were born. Ah, all right. Where's the promise going? Okay, Esau messed it up. He gave it to I'm following Jacob. And what does he do? He goes to Rachel. He says, this is where the bloodline is coming. Because Rachel is the one he really wanted to marry. So he makes her barren. In fact, both Leah and Rachel, he was trying to cover himself. To say, I'm not sure which one, but I think it's this one. She was barren. But by God's grace, hallelujah, her womb was opened and she gave birth to Joseph and then to Benjamin. God will open your womb in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That no matter what the enemy has tried to do to block birth in your life, God has the power to turn it around and to cause what he has conceived in you to come forth. And I decree it begins today. It begins tonight. It begins right now. It's for 2025 and for the rest of your life in the name of Jesus. You shall not be barren or unfruitful. And I'm not just talking about things that you think are in church. I'm talking about dreams. I'm talking about aspirations. I'm talking about hopes. I'm talking about plans. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm talking about the things that you look forward to God to do. And here you are at your age, and I'm not casting any shade on anybody because I think I'm the oldest here anyway. So here you are at your age, and you're saying such and such should have happened by now. Why am I not married? Why don't I have a decent job? I went to school. I studied. How come I'm still renting? I'm not owning a house. Am I talking to anybody in the house here? Hey, glory to God. I'm not trying to preach here, but I believe you're hearing what I'm saying to you. I am saying that these are indications of the enemy trying to close the pathway of birth in your life, so that you can be frustrated and disappointed. I'm coming. Someone say, I shall give birth in the name of Jesus. And it doesn't matter what age you are. This is for everybody. Then it was Hannah. Then it was Elizabeth. If you notice, these women are very strategic, very key. Hannah was going to give birth to the first prophet. The one that's going to give birth to prophets, Samuel, is going to have a school of prophets. And the devil said, this door, this womb, I am closing this one down. Didn't mind about Peninnah. Let her have as many children as she wants. But as far as Hannah is concerned, I want to say to you, there's something in you that God has called you to and for that he wants to bring out of you. And many of the challenges, oh, glory to God, many of the things that you've gone through is the enemy trying to stop and block what God, but the devil is a liar and he will never succeed in the name of Jesus. Because in every story, God turned it. I decree God turns it in their life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he causes, the enemy causes barrenness. Now, fasten your seatbelt a little bit here, because this is going to get a little deep now. He causes barrenness by causing traumatic injury in the womb. The reason why the womb gets barren is because of traumatic injury to the womb. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is when the enemy comes against our lives to cause some kind of death and loss. There's no trauma that's greater than a death. And what I'm saying here is the enemy coming against us to such a degree that things that you and I have been believing God for something for a while, okay, and at the end of that season or time that you expected that to happen, it doesn't happen. What happens? What happens is that you experience grief. Grief. Oh, I was accepted to university and I worked hard and I studied and I got the grades. But then when I went to my parents, they didn't have the money. Now there's a kind of spontaneous abortion. That dream to study, that dream to pursue a career, are you hearing what I'm saying? It's a miscarriage. Okay, I understand. Okay, I'll get a job. But grief has come in. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's a trauma of the womb. You're asking for a car. God bless you with a car. After 3 months, here comes the tow truck to tow the car for repossession. Trauma of the womb. Now, I know that we try to play it off as Christians and, you know, God is good all the time. But when we're out of church, there are tears inside. How come, Lord? I thought this was the man. He said he loved me. He loved the Lord. Everything looked good. And now here it is. Divorce. You won't even take care of the children. I had so many plans, so many dreams about our family. Miscarriage, bleeding, trauma in the womb. The enemy knows what he's doing. It's not just the loss of the thing. He has been attacking the womb. So that next time, you will be much slower to believe. You say, aye, once bitten. The devil says, sharp. That's what I want. Why? Because of the heartbreak. Because of the pain. Because the devil knows that through that door, there's something coming that's going to damage his kingdom. And so this is how he works. This is everybody, okay? This is everybody who have experienced this. And so he traumatizes the womb And that trauma and tragedy and that experience of a death produces grief in the womb, which contaminates the womb. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The womb is no longer okay. There's brokenness, there's bitterness, there's resentment, there's regret, there's guilt, there's shame, there's all of these things are now in the womb. And when the seed of the Word of God comes to that womb, the seed cannot germinate. And even if it did, the womb cannot contain it. Because now it's remembering, how many times did these people say they love me? Where are they now? And here I've got a baby now. Where's the father? You know? Or whatever the case might be, everybody's experience is different. But everybody knows what I'm talking about. All right? And so this is not just a message for somebody because you're being singled out. This is a message, I believe, for everybody, but specifically for you and me. So this is the condition of many of us because of disappointments, defeats, frustrations. The Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. If you and I were to be honest, sometimes we've come to church by faith, sick as we were. So to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, but I'm sick of disappointment. Prophecies that never seem to come to pass. Promises that never seem to materialize. And the enemy has been working on our hearts and our souls so that our wombs end up unhealthy. Unfulfilled promises, hopes, dreams, expectations. Our spiritual wombs have been wounded and contaminated. They need deep healing and cleansing. When the Lord gave me this message and he gave it to me this week, I was just through a dream, which I will not explain. But through the dream, he helped me to understand that for him to do what he wants to do in our lives going forward, we need our wombs to be cleansed. And he started with me. And to put it in human terms, he was like, Beggy, you're grieving. There are things you've lost. A grieving womb cannot conceive. You've suffered loss. And yes, you have faith for God to do great things. But the way I'm going to do it, I'm going to need to use your womb. So let me heal your womb. So today we're going to pray. And the way we're going to pray is that we're going to pray individually. We're going to pray that God would heal our wounded wombs. Wombs that are aborting. Get excited about a prophecy today. By Friday, we've forgotten what it is. Excited about some good news, and then 3 months from now, whatever. These are things that have been happening. Am I talking to anybody here today? I know I'm talking to everybody. And as a church, I must say this. And we thank God for having been with us all these years. But this womb has gone through a lot. This womb has gone through a lot over these 23 something years. There's been a lot of miscarriages. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? I've realized something we need to cut off in this house. And that is the difficulties that our members have experienced regarding having children. Because it's like all truth is parallel. And we've had families, and we're not the only church that experienced this, that have had difficult births and tragedies in births and all of these things. And many times, because it's kind of a private thing, we don't announce these things. But as a pastor, obviously I know. And I'm saying we're cutting that off tonight in the name of Jesus. There shall be no more miscarriages. There shall be no more stillborns. There shall be no more abortions. There shall be no more early deaths, untimely deaths. If the devil can't kill it before it's born, he'll kill it just soon. That's why Herod came after Jesus was born, to kill the child. That's why Moses had armies of soldiers looking to kill him and all other boys, Egyptian boys of his generation, because the devil knew that redemption and salvation is coming in this generation. Let me kill everybody, every boy. But God knows how to protect and preserve his purpose. And I decree that in spite of everything he has done, the purpose of God shall stand. And wherever the enemy has killed and stolen and destroyed, God is able to restore seven times in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be a divine restoration of every tear, of every drop of blood, every loss, every pain, every sorrow, all lost time, lost opportunities, lost relationships, lost joys, lost everything, any blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare over this house and in this house and over your life that there shall be a restoration of seven times. Someone shout seven times. Shout seven times. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And so we are going to pray. Stand on your feet right now so that we can begin to pray. Katomo shaya katere. Brozongo boraba kasike. Monga bagabarete le kisonka. Put up Isaiah 65 just for a minute. Verse 9, as we are praying now in the Holy Ghost. Regabashtai. Sonko porete. Isaiah 65 and verse 9. Megabarete le kisonka. I will bring forth offspring from Jacob and from Judah, possessors of my mountains. My chosen shall possess it, and my servants shall dwell there. God says, I'll bring forth offspring. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree that you shall bring forth your offspring from this house. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we are coming before you now for you to heal our wounded wounds. I want you to spend some time with God right now and allow the Holy Spirit. If you want to kneel, go ahead and kneel. This is not a show. This is not some kind of whatever. This is now between you and God to say, Lord, heal my womb, because here is your promise. And Father, I pray you'll deliver me and free me from all barrenness, all unfruitfulness, businesses that should be far from now and we're still crawling. 7 years later, 10 years later, Lord, deliver me from a miscarrying womb in the name of Jesus. Projects that should have been fruitful and produced so much have come to nothing. Things that we start and don't finish. In the name of Jesus, abandon projects in Jesus' mighty name. Father, cleanse my womb. Wash my womb. Heal my womb. Lord God, from every form of grief, every form of sorrow and disappointment, where my soul has been wounded because of loss and disappointment and frustrations. Lord, I should be a CEO by now. And here I am, still a manager after 10, 15 years. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I refuse this as my destiny. I decree in the name of Jesus, your healing power upon the womb of my heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, I shall no longer give birth to things that are dead. I will give birth to things that are living. In Jesus' name, they shall live. If I put my hand to it, it's going to live. It's not going to linger. It's not going to suffer. It's not going to just exist. Father God, it to be full of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will not just be barely alive. It will live in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, deliver us from the spirit of grief. The spirit of grief. The spirit of grief that gives, oh God, that spirit inside that we just cannot shake. That even though we look like we're rejoicing, but inside we are not rejoicing at all. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Legomondabashte. Holy Spirit, only you can enter into my womb. Only you, O God, can turn my mourning into dancing again. Only you, O Lord, can begin, O God, to turn my story from the inside. We're going to take our time on this. We're going to take our time on this. We're going to take our time on this. There's no way we're going to rush through this. But Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. As I come to you, I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me for resentment. Forgive me, Lord God, for unbelief. Forgive me, Father, for bitterness of heart. I've been bitter in my heart because of what didn't happen. Not just what happened, but what didn't happen. Lord, in the depths of my heart, Lord, forgive me for my bitterness even against you. And I've withheld my praise. I've withheld my giving. I've withheld my service. I've withheld my love. I've withheld my time with you, Lord God, because of my bitterness against you. Father, forgive me in the mighty name of Jesus. Rebo katala sike, ombro goste kastoi. O rabagala gando boshia kataya, omba gedizenge beribo kumbra telesia. O rebebebe kia prando boshe. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit of God, Holy Spirit of God, Holy Spirit of God, cleanse our wombs, cleanse our wombs from despair. Oh God, that spirit of giving up so quickly, that the moment something negative comes, we get into unbelief. The moment something negative happens, Lord God, we are discouraged. The moment, Lord God, things don't work out the way that we want them to, we want to give up and walk away. Father, deliver us from that spirit of despair. Ilabo shakata yeseketina mahanda. Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you know how to penetrate the heart. Heal us of those disappointments. Heal us, Lord. Heal our hearts. Heal our wombs, Lord. Oh, Rabasheke Petina Nahamando Bosha Yahata. Oh, that we might carry full term in the name of Jesus. We might give birth to lively babies, lively children. Ilagumangagase Ketina Nasoka Hataya. That whatever we touch is indeed blessed. It indeed prospers. It grows in the name of Jesus. Legemengebre Sekitanaso. Ombagaya zange betila hato rabagala gamando boga barabagala gezeketi to makala. All honor, all glory, all power to you. Father,
we're praying.
We worship you, precious Jesus, our Savior. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. For fire, for fire, all honor, all glory, all power to you, all honor, all glory, all power.
You're able, Lord,
to you, Holy Father, we worship you, precious Jesus, our Savior. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Oh, fire.
Fresh fire, Lord, in our hearts.
For fire,
cauterize every wound in our womb.
Oh, 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 for fire,
burn it out, Lord, burn it out, Lord, burn it up, Lord, in our hearts, in our wounds.
Fire, for fire, fire, Lord.
Oh, oh, life. Life in our wounds. We speak life. Resurrection life. Life. Eternal life into our spiritual wombs, Lord. Speak life. No more death. No more death. Shekanananda bakala la shanda baya robo shakata yamakopurubaha olelele yamaka. Speak resurrection life, resurrection life into every part of the womb of God in this house. Yelalala bagamande belelebe shaya Robo Shakayama, Nebe Kipiki, Moraba Yabaha, Robe Kipiki, Mahandala Yabakopaha, Ore Yabaha, Shengaban, Tubokoma, Rebeke Amanda, Umbegebe Delebe Yabaraha, Roko Magaye Besiakayabosa, Oh, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living waters, rivers of living waters, rivers of living waters, rivers of life. No more untimely births. No more overdue births. Marubo shakaya mandebo rebeya bakaya. Robo shankaba kende bekia mangubo kapa. Bonge biya mando bekia parakataya basoke bekia ha. Roba iketina hande abro ya hataya. Roba shake it. Strength to the womb. Strength to our wombs. I speak strength to our womb. In Amangabaka, Gateway's womb. I speak strength to you. Strength to conceive. Strength to believe. Strength to persevere. Strength to give birth. Strength. Ligabakandebash. We break every curse. We break every spell. We break every occultic bondage that arrests spiritual wounds. We break them by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, we break every spell. We break every curse. Every negative word. We break your power. We loose the spiritual womb of the people of God in this house. What God has blessed, no man can curse. Forgive us, Lord, for our murmurings. Forgive us, Lord, for our complainings. Murmuring in our hearts. Complaining in our hearts. Forgive us, Lord, for our unbelief. Oh, we break every spell, every witchcraft, every fetish. Be broken now. Oh, we cast out demons. We command them to go. We command you to go. Get out of our wombs. Every demon of unbelief, every demon of fear, every demon of doubt, in the mighty name of Jesus, we cast you out. We banish you as unlawful. Regabashaya kamandobo sheketinaso. Rebakala, we cast down imaginations. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in this house and in our lives, we cast it out now. In the name of Jesus, every devouring spirit, the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy the unborn things of God, the unmanifested and unrealized things of God, we cast you out, you spirit of destruction. We cast you out, you scattering spirit. We cast you out, you confusing spirit. We cast you out, you lying spirit, you whispering spirit. We cast you out, you slandering spirit. We cast you out. We cast you out. We cast you out. We cast you out. Lege manda ba sheke. Brosata yamakaya. Monge beriemalo. You shall flee seven ways. You shall flee seven ways. Tonight you flee seven ways. Lega mando bo shahaha. Reke pekina nansonge beria pokaya. Robo shate anamakopaya. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 We plead the blood of Jesus upon our hearts.
upon our wounds today. We decree that by your stripes we were healed. Let's look at Isaiah. I'm going to put it up there for a minute, 65 verse 23, and then we go on. Isaiah 65 and 23. They shall not labor in vain, nor or bear children for calamity. For they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them, which means from generation to generation. They shall not labor and travail for nothing. You shall no longer travail and produce nothing. In the name of Jesus, I said you shall no longer travail and produce nothing. In Jesus' name, you no longer labor and put effort into things and they produce nothing. In Jesus' name, decreed over your life, I shall not labor in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus, I shall be fruitful and productive. And then he says, I shall not bear children for calamity. In other words, the things that I give birth to shall not be my torment. Whether it's your biological children, they shall not be your torment. Whether it's a project that becomes a cross to you, a job that becomes a problem to you, you shall not bear children for calamity. In the name of Jesus, speak it over your life. Say, Father, I shall not bear children for calamity. No blessing shall become a curse in my life. Come on, lift your voice and declare it and pray in the Holy Ghost. Speak it over your life. No more wasted effort. No more wasted time. No more in the name of Jesus. No more wasted money. No more wasted resources. No more wasted and lost investments. In the mighty name of Jesus, I shall not pray in vain. I shall not pray in vain. I shall not pray in vain. I shall not work in vain. I will give birth. You will give birth. You will give birth. You will not labor in vain. Something's pushing right now. Something's pushing right now. In Jesus' name. You can remain standing or you'll be seated, but we're going to prepare for the next prayer item. Let's look up Psalm 30, verse 10 and 11. Psalm 30, 10 and 11. Psalm 10. 10, 30 rather, Psalm 30 rather, 10 and 11. Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me, O Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me, my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. Hallelujah. Are you hearing this with hearing?
You have turned for me my mourning, my grieving, my sense. You, Lord, have turned it into dancing. You have loosed me from the clothes of grief, sackcloth, and clothed me with gladness. I decree that the Lord turns your mourning into dancing tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree that for this house, every sense of mourning is turned into celebration because of the fruitfulness and the testimonies and the goodness of the Lord manifested in our midst. Someone shout amen. Hallelujah. Look at Isaiah 51 and 11. Isaiah 51 and the 11th verse. God is turning things tonight in our lives. Hallelujah. Our days will never be the same again. I decreed over your life in Jesus' name. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I decree all sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I cancel deaths in our families. I cancel deaths in our extended families. I abort the plans of God to bring grief through different vehicles and means in an untimely manner in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree that sorrow and sighing shall flee away in your life and in my life. Someone shout amen. Hallelujah. Give God a praise right there. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We shall celebrate. Hallelujah. Because the Lord has caused us to rejoice. Hallelujah. Obtain gladness and joy. Someone say, this is my portion. In Jesus' name. Isaiah 60 and 20. Isaiah 60 and 20. Your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. Woo! Someone declared, my days of mourning are ended tonight. If it's a prophecy, if it's a promise, if it's a blessing, whatever it is, a hope, a dream, I decree your days of mourning are ended. Your sun shall no longer go down. In the mighty name of Jesus, nor shall your moon withdraw itself and its light to you. For the Lord shall be your everlasting light. Hallelujah. I decree that my days of mourning end tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Someone give God praise right there. Now remember, in all of this, when we make these decrees, where are they going? To your womb. Not to your head. To your womb. Otherwise, they won't help you. Hallelujah. They will help you when they come from your womb, from your spirit, and they are mixed with faith. Glory to God. Let's give you another scripture. Isaiah 61, 1 to 3. Isaiah 61, 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Here it is. To comfort all who mourn. Someone say, I will be comforted. The comforter comforts me. In the mighty name of Jesus. To grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. I decree that you are oaks of righteousness. You are an oak of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. You are established, you are firm, you are solid. In the mighty name of Jesus, instead of a faint spirit, easy to give up, blow over. Father, we thank you that you grant us who mourn in Zion beauty for ashes. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and worship him. Hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, this is your season of laughter. In this season you shall laugh, for joy and gladness and faith and celebration in what God will manifest in your life. It has begun tonight, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we give God a praise? God. Woo-hee. Hey, when last did you really laugh? Come on, laugh at that devil as well. You thought you had me. The Bible says the Lord shall laugh. You shall laugh at the enemy. Glory to God, because it's too late now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Woo. Well, we're going to stop here, not because we can't go further, but because we need to stop here and go and spend that time with God. Pray on these things. Meditate on these things. Amen. Ask the Lord to continue to give you more understanding for yourself so that everything he says will come to pass.